New Jersey remains unprepared for the next public health emergency, 4 years after the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's the finding of a $9 million report commissioned by the governor's office and released this week. The independent postmortem from a South Jersey law firm says the state and others collectively failed residents at the height of COVID and haven't internalized the right lessons to make sure New Jersey does a better job managing the next crisis. Dr. Stephanie Silvera joins us now. She's an epidemiologist and a professor of public health at Montclair State University. Before we move on to the look ahead, let's take a minute and look at New Jersey's management of the previous pandemic. With the caveat that we're talking about a 900-page report here, can you briefly tell us where this collective failure of the state's initial pandemic response stems from?
Well, I think the really basic place is a lack of investment in a public health infrastructure. I think we've seen this time and time again that when there are any sort of budget deficits, and this is not a New Jersey problem, this is happens across the country, that one of the first places that gets funding cuts is public health. And part of the reason for that is we only really notice the public health infrastructure when we are in a crisis. And unfortunately, when we are in those crises, we are almost always playing catch up.
Well, let's get to some of the specific failures. The report says one of the key failures stemmed from the lack of awareness among senior leadership of a pandemic influenza plan that the state health department created back in 2015. The report called it an intelligence failure. Why is that plan so important? And could it have really made that much of a difference?
Well, I think that anytime there's a plan, you know, it provides a bit of a roadmap. Now, obviously, planning ahead for an influenza epidemic or pandemic was going to be different than the novel coronavirus that we faced. But it certainly would give us an idea of how to ramp up for PPE, for example.
The report once again confirmed the pandemic's devastating impact on Black and Latino residents of the state. Why did the pandemic so disproportionately affect these communities? And what are some of the ways that the state government can prevent those inequities next time?
So I think that it impacted those communities for multiple reasons. One, we're talking about communities who are disproportionately impacted by other pre-existing conditions. They also are more likely to live in crowded conditions. And by and large, we're more likely to be in occupations where they were not able to work from home. There are a lot of ways to address this. These are not new. What's surprising is that these issues come up time and time again, and we have yet to do anything that has meaningful impact on their lives. And there are ways to change that. We can provide additional training for social mobility. We can look at investing in those communities so that they can have better access to good health. And so there's just a lot of work that needs to be done.
Was New Jersey able to learn from any of its early miscues during the pandemic? And what are some of the things the administration did well?
So I think one of the things the administration did well was trying their best to communicate directly with the state's population. So there were briefings, and they were trying to get as much information out as possible. I think one of the challenges there is that the guidance from the CDC and from the World Health Organization was ever-changing, but I do think that that was a strength. I do think that we came out with some pretty strong policy recommendations to try to keep people safe, certainly in comparison to other states. And I think that that was necessary given our location, the population density. And I think that the governor did a good job of that. I think that there are still a lot of lessons to be learned. And my biggest fear is that this will be yet another report that sits on a shelf that doesn't become action.
Well, looking ahead, the report also says the state is unprepared for the next outbreak. Where does New Jersey need to make up some ground, and how encouraged are you that they will be able to do so?
So I think there are a few areas. Again, one of them is the public health infrastructure, making sure that we have increased funding for healthcare access. I think we need to do a much better job in terms of our information technology services and systems. And that includes having good data collection and the ability to disseminate that information quickly to local health departments. Unfortunately, that is going to take a pretty significant investment in education and workforce development in the areas of public health and the affiliated fields, right? So that includes areas like nursing and computer technology, to make sure that our workforce that currently exists has the latest and greatest training, but also that we're bringing new people into these fields so that we can stay on top of what we need to do to prepare.
Dr. Stephanie Silvera is a professor of public health at Montclair State University. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.